Publishers Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You have to split to have any chance in this series. I don't know that it's a must. If you don't, you're obviously going to have to win every home game and then win another one late. I think that with Rich Hill and Alex Wood and Yu Darvish, I mean, most of these guys the Astros have seen quite a bit. Yu Darvish, they've seen a ton of.
To me, that's an advantage. These teams are really close. I think the Dodgers are the better team, but I don't think they're so much better that the Astros can't win this. I think my new favorite story is this whole ESPN Barstool thing. Let's say Channel 26 here wanted to have a sports show, and they asked us to do it. And then after one episode, they said, what the hell did we do? Well, that would be pretty stupid, wouldn't it? They know what we do, and that's why they wanted us. Then you get there and you get backlash. It's so silly, and it looks like you gave in.
Who's the team that hired Art Briles in Canada?
The Ticats.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, we didn't know this was going to piss people off. We shouldn't do this. This is a bad idea.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, and rather than go through our usual rundown, we're going to jump right in because...
Hi, Sports Map.
Very excited. Welcome to the 94.1 listeners as well, as we're being simulcast on both. But we have a very cool guest coming up.
Got him on.
Yeah, he's an actor, podcast host, writer, director, comedian, media personality. To me, he will always be Dick Ritchie in True Romance.
He'll always be Remy to me.
Yeah, so Michael Rappaport joins us. Michael, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, you guys. I'm not a big baseball fan, but I am a New Yorker. But I will wish you guys luck in the World Series. You made it there. You beat my Yankees fair and square.
Yeah, well, I don't really care who wins now because the third baseman for the Astros, he got after me yesterday on Twitter. He's a big crybaby, so now I don't care.
Hey, all right. That's a surprising answer, but... thanks for having me on the show, and shout out to everybody in Houston who's been dealing, with all the storms out there. You know, I've been to the city. It's a great city and one of the best in the country.
Thank you, man. What happened this morning? You slept in?
Yeah, man, my alarm clock didn't go off. I was supposed to be on the Howard Stern Show at 7, and I woke up at 7. It was like, that terrible feeling. I was like, I ran out of my apartment and, was half dressed and had toothpaste, hanging out of the side of my mouth. And I actually got there in record-breaking time, and everything worked out everything worked out fine. But I'm here now, and I'm glad to be talking to you guys now.
It's obviously a big day for you. Your book's coming out, and that's like I know you're a semi-regular on that show, but that's still a pretty big-time show, and obviously you want to go promote your book. What's that feeling when that alarm clock goes off, and you're like, oh, damn.
I've never had anything like that happen to me. I'm pretty, I double alarm clock. I check it. And it wasn't a good feeling. I was like completely disoriented. And because it was sort of raining, it looked dark outside. And I didn't know if I was dreaming. I didn't know if I was like I was tripping out or whatever. But I got in a cab and got there. And the day's been great. The release of my book, this book has bold sports rants from the MVP of talking trash. Drop today. It's fun. It's exciting for me to get it out, and it's available everywhere and anywhere they sell books and audio books, and it's a good time. And it's a trash talking extravaganza.
Tell me about what the show is exactly about, or what the book is exactly about. Because how's the book formatted? Like, what did you go with here?
So it's just chapters. I'll tell you one thing it's not about. It's not about me. It's not a memoir or anything like that. I grew up loving sports. I grew up wanting to be a basketball player. I start the book off with an open apology to Larry Bird for all the hate that I spewed on him while he was dismembering and disassembling my New York Knicks, because he was the person who I fell in love with and that spawned the dream to become a professional basketball player. And it's really just about, anything from 23 reasons why LeBron James will never be like Mike, to why Lawrence Taylor is single-handedly the best football player ever, to when I fell in love with Mary Lou Retton, to the great white hype of Ronda Rousey. It's all over the place. It's funny. It's irreverent. There's some sentimentality. I talk about my lifelong relationship with Muhammad Ali, although I only met him one time. And I try to give the first ever greatest stick man of all time list. So it definitely doesn't take it so seriously. It's quick hits. It's short chapters. It's easy to read. It's definitely easy to listen to. And the name of the book is This Book Has Balls. Trash talk from the MVP of sportsman from the MVP of Talk of Trash.
Michael Rappaport, our guest. Hey, I know you're involved with the Barstool guys. What is your thought on them ESPN canceling the show? I know we had some pretty strong opinions on it earlier, and both of us kind of thought, you know, I don't know why you jump in and take on this show and then cancel it after
they
one.
They act like they never heard it before they got it. And then they're like, well, it's a surprise. It's a very strange thing.
Yeah, I think it was very unfair. I think it was very unprofessional. The show itself, Barstool Van Talk, did well its first week. John Skipper, the head of ESPN, said, you know, he needs to distance himself from Barstool and its content. But for the last 3 or 4 years, so many ESPN personalities had an open door to go on Barstool podcasts to show what they're like when they're not on ESPN, and even to help launch ESPN shows. So in my opinion, it's a real double standard. You didn't want to put a Barstool show on there, but you let some of the biggest stars from ESPN go on Barstool all the time. And I think it's time for Barstool to say, no, sorry, you did us wrong, you did us greasy. Although we're friends, it's business. And just how you did that to us, I don't think, because the Barstool personalities, they benefit from being on Barstool. The ESPN personalities benefit from being on Barstool. It's a totally, totally new audience. You get to see these people in a different light, and, you know, they get a little quote-unquote street cred. I say it's time for Barstool to shut that down. They made a mockery of Barstool. It was embarrassing. It was a waste of time. And it was just really unfair. That's where I stand on it. My podcast is on Barstool Sports. You know, I think, ESPN, is stuck in the late 90s. They have no edge. And I think that's why all their personalities love to come on Barstool and hang out over there. So I think it's a little bit of a learning curve for all of us. You know, I think being in the new media age, I think we're all trying to figure out, you know, what you could say, what you can't say. Is there total freedom? Is there not total freedom? Christian Ponder's wife, Sam Ponder, you know, she's obviously a very angry, vindictive person. I don't know if Christian Ponder, you know, maybe he's not happy being a stay-at-home dad, and he thought his quarterback dreams, were going to still come true. But karma is a mother, and the story isn't finished.
And obviously, I mean, you guys thought that this was going to be a big thing for you, and anytime you have ESPN attached to you, it sort of legitimizes you in a way if you're doing anything in the sports world. And for them to go in and say, yeah, we want to do this, and then back out the first day, it's got to be tough for you guys, but y'all are going to keep going, keep pushing, right?
Yeah, Barstool's going to keep doing their thing. I'm happy to be there. Barstool, you know, this has just made Barstool more popular. Brought it to the mainstream, they have the number one demographic that ESPN is doing. They have the number one demographic, and they're going, and ESPN is doing they're making cuts every 4 months, and the next batch of cuts are just around the corner. So, like I said, you know, we'll see how it all plays out. Obviously, there's no banning or boycotting ESPN. Everybody watches it. It's the flagship show, and it's going to continue to be. But I just think it was bad business and gunning for taste.
You mentioned why LeBron will never be Michael Jordan, and then I was reading up on you today, and apparently you've got some personal beef with LeBron James for the way he treated your kids. Do you think LeBron knew they were your kids, and that's why he dissed them, or do you think he was just he was being the busy athlete and like, no, no thanks?
No. When LeBron James was rude to my kids at the 2011 All-Star Game, it was blatant. He knew they were my kids. I was right there. It wasn't a big deal. That's not the only reason why he'll never be like Mike. That's not even one of the top 22 reasons why he'd never be like Mike. I break it down in great detail. You know everything from giving himself a nickname. You don't give yourself a nickname, you earn them. My nickname is the Gringo Mandingo. I earned it. He gives himself the nickname the King, but most of the time he acts like a little princess. Obviously he's a great player, but his dreams and aspirations of being like Mike, unfortunately, that's not happening.
Before we let you go, and obviously we've got Michael Rappaport on to talk about his new book, which is, this book has balls, sports rants from the MVP of trash talking, which is out today everywhere, bookstores, online, everywhere you want to go. One more question before we let you go, Mike. How many exposed penises have you seen today?
What is it? On the Howard Stern show.
Yeah, how many naked dudes have you seen today?
Unfortunately, I saw two.
Okay.
Two exposed penises for a lengthy period of time. And you saw one go inside
a mouth, didn't you?
I saw some things that I never, ever want to see again. And I got to be honest, I don't appreciate you bringing it up. Because I've been meditating on it all day to try to get it out of my system, and I felt like it was just gone, and now you set me right back into a spiral.
It's okay.
That's mean-spirited, my friend.
I'm sorry.
That's not cool.
I apologize for that, Michael. I just thought it was a big day for you. I thought maybe you wanted to talk about it.
No, you set me back into a downward spiral, my friend.
That's the great Michael Rappaport. Hey, we appreciate you taking the time for us. And once again, the book called This Book Has Balls, Sports Rants from the MVP of Trash Talking is out everywhere today. So go check it out for some great stories from Michael Rappaport. Mike, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
There you go. It's Michael Rappaport.
It's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Who knew?
Yeah. Yeah. You had to bring up the penises, though.
I haven't seen anybody's penis but my own today. Not one. What about you?
Well, no.
John?
Just mine.
Michael? Katie?
I've only seen mine.
All right.
Did she say just her own?
Just her own. We've all only seen our own penises today. Thank God. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop. What a transition, right? The fall grill sale going on now. Stopping today for the best prices. How about the best prices on top brands like Traeger, Weber, Kamado Joe, Sabre, Napoleon, Green Mountain, Pits and Spits, which is what I've got made right here in Houston. Don't make the big box store mistake and go in and buy some cheap grill that's going to last you a year and then you have to get another one. Or don't think that you're going to save money by shopping online. That's not always the case. See the grill experts at Texas Star Grill Shop. They're going to help you choose the right grill for you. You want to get out there and grill. And they'll ask you, like they asked me, hey, what do you want to cook? How do you cook most often? What are you trying to get with? And they'll point you to a grill that's right for you. Napoleon grills offer the ability to switch to charcoal, and many of the models have an amazing sear zone to make that perfect steak. They've got a ton of great grills in stock now. Go check them out. As always, free delivery and assembly. Don't forget about the rubs, the spices, the sauces. They've got it all. Get a grill that's going to last you and save big during the fall grill sale. Stop by the Texas Star Grill Shop, located at Shepherd and 59 in Houston and on Louetta in Spring. TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop, we have your grill. Hey, guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the Internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation. Fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and race book. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match
on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And I went through all that because we just jumped right in with Michael Rappaport. That was a lot of fun. And if you missed that, all available on podcastarena.com, much like Jerome Solomon's available, much like all the Astros talk we did is available, the Carson Wentz talk, pretty much everything. We did not do a gym of the day yet, did we? We'll have to do that in a second. Right now, though, I'm going to give something away because I like the people. I like the people.
I like that.
Yeah, that's right. I want to be invited to this, and I'm going to go with Maynard Monroe from Pasadena, Texas. Okay? So you got to invite me to this. Two tickets to this year's hottest Halloween party. Vampires and Vixens Ball.
I don't think that's how they want their promo read.
Okay, we'll do it much like this.
No.
No.
How
about this? Let me think of one. Win two tickets to this year's hottest Halloween party, Vampires and Vixens Ball, presented by Leather and Lace, hosted by supermodel Charlotte McKinney. Experience an award-winning haunted house with the coolest scare technology, specialty performers, and the creepiest clowns you've ever seen. All happening on Saturday, October 28th at Silver Street Studios. Tickets are available at leatherandlaces.com, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit disaster relief efforts from Harvey for Easter Seals of Greater Houston.
It's probably better.
Leather and Laces Vampire and Vixen's Ball is sponsored by Twin Peaks, Bacardi, Grey Goose, Patron, Top Dog Halloween, and Common Bong Bakery, caller number 25. You win two tickets.
Are you going to that thing, John?
No.
Dude, I want in on that.
Are you really going to go?
Well, I've actually got another party scheduled that night.
I don't like going. I don't like going to parties.
I haven't gone to a Halloween party in a while, but I'm probably going to go to this one because it's like our.
Yeah, I knew you were going to have to go.
Well, no, not to this, party, but they're having one. All the people in my little townhome complex are having one. I thought that'd be kind of cool.
Are you going to dress up in a costume?
I'll just go as a creepy old man. That's easy.
That's super easy for you.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'll probably wear my like cool ass hat and shades and a cape. I'm going to get Beth to get me a cape.
I think you should wear a dress shirt with the buttons undone.
No.
Yeah.
Only if I have a shirt underneath it.
No, that's not creepy. No.
Well, it's a little creepy.
Okay, if you do that, if you have like a wife beater on underneath, make sure you like put some mustard stains or something on it. That'll be good. That's creepy.
Well, actually, did you see the... Yeah, well...
That's one of the things I have great regrets about from my youth.
Yeah.
Like, when I was in the Army, it's like every, you know, testosterone-filled 19-year-old kid. You think, like, it's really cool to walk around and, like, I had a six-pack and, like, to show off the body. So I would buy, that's like, I'd never wear button-up shirts.
Right.
Back then, I used to buy button-up shirts and I would never button them. And I would walk around in the summertime with my shirt wide open. And it's like, God, I just wish I could punch 19-year-old me right in the face. Like, what an a-hole that kid was.
See, I never did that even when I was young and in shape. I never showed stuff off except when I went to the beach. And then I'd still wear a shirt a lot of times.
You're very modest, Fred.
Well, I was modest. Now I have to be modest.
Well, you grew up in a time when, like, you have to consider, like... Women had long sleeve swimsuits back then.
Oh, they didn't.
Like when you were when you were young.
Stop. they were like the garters, is what they were. They weren't long sleeve. You gotta get it right. Come on. So our buddies at Culture Map did eight costumes that Houstonians can really appreciate.
Okay.
One of them would be
Michael. I was just thinking about it. You should go as Harvey Weinstein.
Oh yeah, that would work.
This is a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Now I've got a plan.
It's all coming together.
You can walk around with a potted plant. Oh, that's a brilliant idea.
I love this.
In a bathrobe?
Yes. And just go around all night asking people if they'll watch you take a shower.
Or if they want massages.
Yeah, do you want a massage? Will you watch me take a shower? Do you want to come into my hotel?
You want to watch me masturbate?
Oh, it's so great. That's a good idea. You're welcome, Michael.
I love that idea.
I've just won you a costume contest. Yeah. You're welcome.
All right, well, here's what Culture Map suggests if you want to win one. You could go with some of your Astros. Keuchel's easy. You just get a beard, right?
Or you grow a beard like a man would do.
Or you get a star-spangled Speedo and go as Josh Reddick.
Don't do that, please.
I'm against that one. Okay, they've got one from the Manil collection. That's over my head. Top socialite, Lynn Wyatt. Familiar with that? Socialite of the Century by Texas Monthly. She's an octogenarian. I could go as that.
I haven't
done another one.
No.
The tree at Axelrad. That's not a bad idea.
Where's this list?
It's on Culture Map.
Oh, okay.
Here's my favorite. Local legend Marvin Zindler. 10 years since he died. I would go as zombie Marvin Zindler. That'd be kind of cool. Like back from the grave. And I'd be going, slime in the ice machine. That's me.
How is Lynn Wyatt a good Halloween costume?
I don't know.
That's a horrible Halloween costume. No one would know that.
The tree at Axelrad, I like that. I like Marvin Zindler, but you have to be a zombie as a Marvin Zindler. That one I could do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slime in the ice machine. That's all I really remember from Marvin. 713-780-ESPN. I guess I should do a Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day, shouldn't I?
Sure.
That'd be okay.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Okay, this one several people sent me, but a deputy made a bizarre arrest in Garfield County, Oklahoma last week.
Made up place. That's not real.
No, that's where the cat came from.
No.
Don't you remember Garfield the cat? They named a county after him.
There's a cartoon called that, but not a county.
No, and then Bill Murray actually owns that county.
No. Nope.
Yes.
False.
No, that's not fake news. That's true.
You can't own a county.
Yeah, you go and buy it because they were going broke. That's what they did.
Okay.
So John Wayne Kellerman, 54 years old, was pulled over for speeding on October 15th in Garfield County.
I love that people in Oklahoma still name their kids after John Wayne.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the only good things about Oklahoma, I would say.
Well, in Oklahoma, I would say after Florida, these kind of stories are pretty regular there. Kellerman was allegedly going 57 and a 45 when the deputy initiated the traffic stop. Okay, first off, dickweed move, deputy.
Yeah.
12 miles an hour. Come on.
Let that go. There's real criminals out there.
Yeah. Now, if it's over 60, if you get to 15, pull him over. But when he approached the vehicle, he found a nearly naked man wearing a thong bikini covering his genitals.
Okay.
The officer noted in his report that he saw a nearly empty jar of Vaseline.
Oh, boy.
And a pornographic magazine in the vehicle.
Oh, boy.
He reportedly had Vaseline covering his hand and upper and lower body parts.
Negative. It's not my genitals.
It was not the deputy DeAndre Hopkins' genitals.
Then asked him if he was self-pleasuring, and the man confirmed that he had been before being pulled over. I guess he was pulling before he was pulled over. He was arrested for driving with a revoked license and speeding. That's all I got. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
Now that we never found
the
out.
Gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
That great jingle, AJ. We never found out you said he was arrested for drunk driving.
No. He was arrested for driving with a revoked license and speeding.
Okay. He's in no trouble for the.
No. I think that there should be a law against carjacking. I do.
Absolutely. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
You're not even allowed to text and drive here in the great state of Texas anymore.
Apparently, you can Vaseline and drive there.
That's a horrible standard to set, Oklahoma. Although, if I had to have sex with a woman from...
We can say that.
You can't say that?
I don't think you can, no.
No.
What can I say, masturbate?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, sorry.
Mm.
That it's hard to... From a comedic timing standpoint, it's hard to punchline with the word masturbate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
Like the joke was way better the way I said it.
I mean, you did say it.
I understand the did Tyler dump that on the other one?
I hope so.
I hope he's paying attention in there.
Yeah. I think he is.
Okay. Because that's see. I'm so pissed.
I'm sorry, guys. No, I'm unprofessional. I belched into the microphone today.
Twice.
I got dumped. I'm sorry. I brought up penises in an interview with our guest. It was. It's been a very unprofessional day for me.
Yeah, he got it.
Okay. Good job, Tyler.
You're
the man.
Good job, Tyler.
Thanks for good looking out, bro.
Yeah.
So wait, get back in there in case I say something stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Seconds.
Yeah, you need to hurry back in there. I was feeling all good because I did that the other day. I said something that had to get dumped. But now you've passed me again. You've gotten dumped twice.
Yeah, but you said, like, when I get dumped, it's for borderline stuff.
Well, what you said is about the same as what I said.
I don't even remember what you said.
I don't remember what you said either.
It involved...
What's it rhyme with? Buck you, AJ?
No.
Oh.
It was, remember people were complaining about...
That place isn't
in the Heights, and I basically said, mow me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is similar.
That's pretty much the same thing. It's borderline.
I think I accidentally said a real curse word the other day.
I got more than the first letter. You got the first, second, and then maybe part of the third. Not quite enough, but close enough.
It was enough to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was close enough that you had to.
Well, I'm glad that I've got a team here that's got my back. Just like the guys at Triangle Energy have your back. Shopping for electricity rates, it's not fun. It sucks, honestly. But Triangle Energy, they're trying to make it easier for you. It's a born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates, which means you'll pay the same rate no matter how much or little electricity you use. No hidden fees. It's an easy, fast sign-up process. No gimmicks, no surprises on your bill. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12. It locks you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. You're going to get a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill hits the mail. That, sir, is convenience. Convenience from a company that wants to do right by you. What are you waiting for? It's an easy decision. You're going to feel good about it. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. PUCT number 10064 for TriEagle Energy.
And we are back on the Blitz. From now on, I'm not bringing my daughter to the studio.
It's okay. Her new dad doesn't like her coming here anyway.
Oh, actually, we're having a lot of fun here on stuff that we can't say on air, unfortunately. But, oh, well. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't even know where to go with this. I hate when all that happens right before we come back on air, and I'm like,
sorry, Fred.
That's okay. It was funny.
Again, more non-professionalism.
I think it's stuff that'll make stupid stuff. There's that.
Probably, but it wasn't on the air. So
now, speaking of unprofessional, I'd have more giveaways now. Here we go. The WWE Survivor Series comes to Houston for the first time with four consecutive nights of WWE action. Win a pair of tickets to the pay-per-view event Survivor Series at Toyota Center Sunday, November 19th. Tickets are still available for purchase. Just log on to HoustonToyotaCenter.com and get you some caller 15.
What is it, Survivor Series?
Survivor Series,
are you going to go, Jong? Where'd Jong go?
I don't know, maybe.
When's the last time you went to a
Jongo?
I've never went to one.
Did you just call him Jongo? Is that like the Asian
Jongo Unchained?
That's the Asian version, huh?
Yes.
Was that big in China?
It was. That was the Bollywood version of Django's Jongo Unchained.
Oh, Jongo, come on.
Jongo Unchained is a free man.
He is very evil.
Maybe it can be, who's the guy who does like the wrestling podcast around here? And there's somebody who's like weirdly obsessed with wrestling.
Our guy Jose out there who,
oh, it's Jose. That's right.
Yeah, he does a weekly WWE recap for Sports Map.
Okay, so let's get four tickets to the event. It'll be me, Jong, Jose, and Juggalo Trey, and we'll document the whole thing. I think it'll be a good time. You can't go, Michael. You can drive us though. You got to get your own tickets, but you can be the driver.
Yeah. Just make sure you drop me off right in front.
What I want Juggalo Trey to do is, during a match, run into the ring. And I feel like he could pass for a pro wrestler. No one's going to like think twice about a guy that looks like Juggalo Trey running into the ring and hitting someone with a chair.
John, you'll know this. Does ICP still show up at the wrestling?
No.
Because that'd be part
of wrestling.
That'd be perfect if they did.
Were they in WWE?
No, WCW.
Okay. I was going to say, they made it that big time? Yeesh.
The only thing I remember from WCW was the Dudley Boys.
That was still wrestling. That was ECW.
Okay, yeah. All right. I'm confused.
And then they went to WWE.
What I remember from WCW is NWO. That was WCW, right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Now.
And Sting.
Sting was there.
And Ric Flair.
No, don't. Don't you dare. I saw you.
I saw you almost do it. It's inappropriate.
He's got his damn Astros shirt on today.
It's karma for the game.
No. How's that been working? He hit 040 in the last series, and everybody wooed their heads off.
Maybe give the woos a break and see if he can hit, say, 080.
Fine. If he goes 2-for-4 tonight, I'm going to woo tomorrow.
I will let you woo tomorrow. Okay. But then you're going to put the curse on him again. He'll never get another hit, just so you know. It is the curse of the woo. I'm getting this whole flashback to Conan when he's saying, contemplate this on the tree of woe and crucify
the tree of woe.
Like, the tree of woo. Crucify him. I have no idea where that reference came from.
I don't either.
It's one of those days.
Jose said he's in.
Okay.
Of course he is. But, you know, you need Michael since he's driving you. I mean, he should get to go. I know he likes his stuff. He was very excited to see that Jose was writing something for Sports Map. Every Wednesday, by the way.
I don't know if I want to go with Michael to a pro wrestling
game. You know, I have every Tuesday.
Then who's out?
Well, Jong's got a wife now, basically.
I want Jong there, though.
But I don't watch this stuff anymore.
See, Michael's into it.
You know what? Let's have Jose out. Jose's your only guy. Sorry, you're out.
You're still bitter that Jose said he was going to produce our show the other day.
No, I'm not bitter about that.
You were scared spitless.
I was incredulous. That would never happen.
No, but you were like, oh, really?
Yeah. I said that's a horrible idea.
Interesting.
And it is, right?
Okay, so do we already have that winner? So I can do another one? Because guess what? I have two more tickets.
Yep.
Two tickets to the WWE Survivor Series as it comes to Houston for the first time. Win four consecutive nights of WWE action. You can win a pair of tickets to the pay-per-view event Survivor Series at Toyota Center. Sunday, November 19th, tickets are still available for purchase. Just log on to HoustonToyotaCenter.com and get you some. And this time we'll do caller number 20. Michael, you should be dialing.
I did.
Okay.
I'll buy the beer.
Just saying.
Oh, okay. You can come.
Yeah, you're in.
You're in.
You're in now.
Okay. You're in now.
You could just... The way that this guy drinks... You would be better off just
leave it alone. You're in.
Just buy the tickets. You're in now.
Money. Shh.
All right, fine.
He's made his bed.
Well, fine.
I'll sleep in it.
713.
You're not sleeping in my bed. That's not part of the deal.
Yeah, now we're getting into a very weird area.
Yeah.
Now see, this is you've already got him playing the character of Harvey Weinstein. Yes. He's already doing it. Goodness gracious.
So, by the way, it's very. I'm going to save this story now because you brought your daughter today.
Well, she's staying with me. Somebody had to drop her off.
I know, but one of the stories high on my list today: 10 top tips to last longer in bed.
Oh, look, she did the stuff with Beth. Okay, it can't be any worse than that.
No.
Yeah. I don't feel good about it. We'll wait.
Okay. Do that with Beth tomorrow.
We'll wait. Yeah, I do want to ask Beth, because one of the things that... have you ever heard of anything called edging? Do you know what edging is?
No. Never heard of it.
So it's like when you masturbate, you like go to the brink and then stop. Like you're about to go, then you just stop. Then you wait a little while, and then you start over, go to the brink, stop.
Why would you do that?
Oh, you torture yourself?
I don't know. I don't understand
who would do that?
But they're saying you get a more intense orgasm from this, and I can't imagine it.
Me either. And frankly, the point of that is just kind of get through it, right?
Yes!
You got things to do. You got places to go.
Yeah, you're like... When you're with a woman, obviously you want to please the woman.
Right, that's a totally different thing. But masturbation is about, okay, dude,
no,
I just want to get done with this.
I don't think they understand the purpose of that.
Yeah, I've got to go play basketball. I need to do this first.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'm glad we agree on something. But we'll talk about those tips tomorrow.
Okay.
The tip.
I'm sure Beth will have an explanation.
She'll probably think it's sexy to do that.
Yeah.
But Beth... Beth has no understanding of male masturbation and the purpose that it serves.
Yeah.
It's a shameful thing for us. We just do it and move on.
Yeah.
Says Joan.
Well, if you have an accident while masturbating.
Oh, no.
No, that doesn't work as a transition?
I don't think so. I mean.
Well, okay. Fine. How about a car accident? Like, Michael drives all the time. He could be in a car accident. And you know what? If you need a lawyer, you know who to call. You got a better dial Dave. What's up, Dave? Is Dave on? You going to put Dave on? I thought you told me Dave was on.
Howdy, Blitzers.
Hey,
it's a
Dave.
Great afternoon to be an Astros fan.
Yeah, you excited about the game?
I am totally excited about the game. And I think with Keuchel's curves and sliders and various things, we may get lucky and get past their lineup. And win one out of two, I'll be a happy man.
Well, let's just assume for a second that a bunch of people are going out to the games tonight. Maybe they're driving home and they get in an accident because no one in the city can drive. Who are they going to call?
They better dial Dave. 713-626-8900. We are trial lawyers. We represent all kinds of people and all kinds of lawsuits, but that's all I do. From car wrecks to 18-wheeler wrecks to railroad crossing to industrial accidents, you name it, that has anything to do with somebody taking away your life or your rights or your ability to just move around, that's the person that should call me.
Well, and I was having a conversation with a gentleman who's sitting here today about his insurance company's jacking him around on one of his cars. That's something you guys deal with, right?
Yeah, that's one of the things that's important for the Blitzers to know is that if you get in an accident and some insurance agent calls and says, well, give me a statement about what happened, don't do it. Call Lawyer Dave first because they are trying to get you to admit certain things about the accident that might place fault on you, the innocent driver. They're very clever about these things, and that's why guys like me, especially me, are there to take care of the people, make sure their rights are protected.
And if they're hurt and they can't afford a doctor and it was from the accident, you'll help put them with a doctor, right?
Yeah, we got doctors all over the city that people can go see with no cost to them up front. And they get the treatment they need anywhere from orthopedic surgeons to chiropractors to whoever, whatever. We have connections all over the place for the last 28 years that I've done this. We've got people that can help the Blitzers without any money out of pocket, for sure.
And finally, if you don't know, if you think, okay, maybe this guy can help me, maybe he can't, and maybe I'm entitled to something, I just don't know, you'll talk to him for free, right?
Absolutely. We get all kinds of calls from the Blitzers, and it can be, you know, simple questions like, you know, I'm behind in my child support, what do? I send them to a family lawyer. Or if it's an immigration question, I help that. But any kind of question somebody has, let's say somebody's been sued, and they don't know what to do. Well, then they call me, and I'll say, well, this is what you do. And either something I can help them with or something I'll send them someplace else if it's that particular kind of lawsuit that needs to go somewhere else.
Well, and you know, of course, you'll help out the Blitzers over in the Golden Triangle in Beaumont as well.
Yeah, we've had lots of work over there. In fact, I've got a terrible 18-wheeler accident where a guy was trying to adjust his load that was improperly loaded, and he fell and broke his back. And that poor guy has had three surgeries, and it's not over yet. So by all means, the folks that live over there are good folks, and we're glad to come over to Beaumont, Port Arthur, anywhere in the Golden Triangle, and do what we need to do to make sure people get treated fair and square.
All right, that's my man, Dave. He's my lawyer. He should be your lawyer. If you got any questions, give him a call, 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Let them put your mind at rest. You can go to lawyerdave.com as well. Need help? Better dial Dave.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Window World of Houston. They are the best. Energy bills are going up every day. You are throwing money out the window unless you have energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. You can get a premium-quality double-hung, double-pane window for just $189. Double hung like this show, Fred and me. Window World earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, the number one replacement window company in America. The best. They'll give you a free in-home estimate. And when I say that, I'm not talking about like a free estimate where they come and put a pressure sale on you. That is not what these guys are about. There's no hassle. There's no high pressure. It's a free estimate. They come in. They tell you what it'll cost to do your house. They leave. If you like the number they give you, you call them back. They come do the work. You don't like the number they give you, you throw the number in the trash, and then you move on with your life. It's very simple. WindowWorldHouston.com. They've got the, like I said, the low-E Texas energy regulation window standards. They do all of that. You can reduce your energy bills, and you'll have a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage. And if you've got kids, you know how important it is to have glass breakage warranty on your windows. Your stupid kid with the lawnmower shoots a rock through the window. Guess what? They'll come fix it for free because they're good people and because they guarantee it. WindowWorldHouston.com, 713-439-1172 for that free in-home estimate. Window World, simply the best for less.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz here on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. One more series until the local team is the champs. You want to go to a game? We're picking a winner to see a game downtown and cheer on the home team. Just write our sister.
What's for?
Professional
stick ball?
Yeah, where they hit a ball with a stick. Just write down, and it's not our sister station right now. It's our other
station.
It's our station. We own this bitch.
We up in here.
94.1 FM on your car or truck window and go about your normal day. Then we'll send the secret window counter around town. And once they get to the 94th call, with 94.1 FM on their window, we're awarding the winner a pair of tickets. Make sure you write it big and bright, and we think orange would be a nice touch. Courtesy of the all-new Sports Map 94.1 FM. And, yeah, I think if you remember that story we were talking about how much those tickets were going for yesterday?
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. I mean, usually we do, hey, man, bleep that there, but I know we're short of time, and I was enjoying the conversation that you and Michael were having off air about wrestling. And
I think it's weird.
See, I have to say, I'm not going to make fun of anybody who likes wrestling. Because I obsess over a show with freaking dragons and dire wolves and swords and crap like that.
I mean, I think it's weird, too, by the way.
Well, yeah, but you watch that.
I watch it, yeah.
And you have to admit, you're not quite, like, I think Jong is probably the highest level. Like
of Gygaxian,
yeah. I'm really close, though. I'm really close to Jong on this. I think you're a step below.
So you think I'm not as nerdy as you?
No.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, I don't think you're as nerdy as either one of us when it comes to this show.
Okay.
Because we nerd out on this show big time. We're going, well, of course, you got into it this year. I think we were
doing I always watch it hardcore. This year pissed me off about it.
Yeah.
Because I thought this year was kind of a disappointment.
I thought it moved too fast and that there were too many storylines that they skipped and it didn't.
But it's just not my... I don't think it's, like, the best show that's ever been made, like a lot of people seem to think. Mm-hmm. It's, like, the end-all, be-all of television
shows.
I have
to see how it finishes.
Okay.
But
there's nothing they could do that would make it better than The Wire to me.
Well, I'm not going to say that.
I don't even think it can be Sopranos level.
I'm not going to say that either because okay. I don't know yet. We got 1 year left.
And now, Daenerys stopped showing her boobs. Like,
no, she did it right before she came back.
One time this season we saw them.
Well, that's...
We used to get them every episode.
Well, see, here's... While you're more interested in the boobs... And, Jong, I'd like your opinion on this, too. I think... When it started to shift more into magic and away from politics, that's where I started wondering about just what was going on here. That it wasn't, that it was moving too fast. I mean, when it got to dragons and Night Kings and stuff like that and not stabbing mothers with a baby in the stomach, I think that's where it kind of maybe started to lessen the impact for me.
Well, yeah, that and them running out of original, like, material from George R. Martin, you know, they had, you know, for so long they're relying on him to provide them, you know, a map, a roadmap, and towards the end, this season, they didn't know where to go. And they just knew the top, like, plot points.
What we've done. Yeah.
Can they rally?
I think so. We'll see.
Okay. Talk about this on your podcast. We can't talk about a show when it's off-season, for crying out loud.
That's why we're nerdier than you. We win. We'll talk about it in the offseason.
Only the NFL will talk about it in the offseason.
No! All right, that's going to wrap it up. Enjoy the game tonight, everybody. We'll break it down
prediction?
Tomorrow. I think the Astros win tonight, 4-2.
3-1 Dodgers tonight to start it off.
And you can keep up with the inning by inning on houston.sportsmap.com. We'll have a a story up at the end of the game, and hopefully some other stuff. We'll just see how it goes. I'll be up all night working on that. So
all-nighter.
All right.
Eating cheese pizza.
No, I'm getting pepperoni. I'm just saying.
Like a real man, cheese pizza.
Great job, Zhong Li. I want to thank Michael Rappaport, Jerome Solomon for joining us. Really good job by Hoffman today. I'm going to give myself a solid C+. Not bad for a Tuesday. Until tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.